What was it specifically about Apple Hill's programming that really stood out as worthy of this award?
As you may know, the CMA Acclaim Award is given to an organization whose work in chamber music has had a significant cultural impact on a specific location or region. And so when the selection committee was looking at Apple Hill, they looked at the kinds of things they do right there in the New Hampshire community, as well as some of the things that they do, particularly the Playing for Peace project, was so unusual, bringing in people from different cultures alongside American youth. That was such an unusual model for leadership that their application, or their nomination, I should say, rose right to the top of the pile.
And Lenny, Apple Hill's Playing for Peace program, that's been going since 1988.
That's right.
And it pairs up musicians that come sometimes from backgrounds of conflict. Now, this program must have changed a lot over the years. Tell us about some of the big successes that you've seen.
I think once we went to the Middle East in 1988, the program was a success. And the State Department started to recommend other areas for us to travel to. So the next place we went was the island of Cyprus, which has a Greek and a Turkish population. There was a dividing line right in the middle of the island. So we went there. We did our activities. Whenever we go to these countries, we do workshops, and we try to put people together from those two populations. I think in Cyprus it was pretty challenging because we couldn't do that. So what we did was we just chose students from those areas to come to Apple Hill. So we chose two from the Greek part of Cyprus and two from the Turkish part of Cyprus. And they couldn't rehearse together, so they videotaped each other, two videotaped, and then the two others listened to it and tried to play with it with each other. And then the first time they were actually together face-to-face was at Apple Hill. But we've gone to Northern Ireland and Ireland. We've gone to the Caucasus areas, Armenia, Turkey, Georgia. We've gone to Malaysia. We've gone to Southeast Asia. We've been to Northern Africa, Algeria. And we try to go to the Middle East every 2 years. And then we started a domestic program where we started to go to big cities and work with programs that are working with African-American and Hispanic youth. So once the summer starts at New Hampshire, it's a real melting pot of cultures, different religions, and for many, it's the first time you're going to be sitting face-to-face, starting a piece of chamber music together with somebody that you were either never saw before or weren't allowed to see, just many different factors. So Apple Hill in the summer, I always say, and many people say, it's sort of a magical environment.
Hmm. Margaret, you mentioned the both global and local impact that you look for in granting these awards. What would you hope that Apple Hill would think about going into the future as now award recipients and perhaps as a model for other folks who are looking to really get engaged in their community?
I think the biggest thing that we are seeing across the country is different kinds of people in our country, and what does that mean for the actual field of chamber music? I think it used to be that people would put on concerts, and people who love chamber music would just come to the concerts, and they would know what the concert etiquette was, and everybody was happy. The performers were happy, and the audiences were happy. And now we're seeing that as our world changes and people are wanting to be much more involved in attending a performance. So that may mean different things for different kinds of places, but I think one thing it means for everyone who is presenting chamber music is to open their doors and open their minds to different people and people's different experiences. So I think Apple Hill is such a good example of this in pairing, American youth with youth from other countries and other cultures being together and playing music. That has a tremendous impact on audiences. It has an impact on audiences who have been here for generations because it is highlighting the importance of music and culture, I think, in our lives to level all playing fields. And I think it's important for new audiences to perhaps come to a concert and see someone who looks more like them or someone that they have more of a connection to. So the work that Apple Hill has done, I think, is an excellent example. Perhaps not everyone can do it in that exact same way, but it certainly is a way to think about opening your doors and opening your arms to new audiences.
Apple Hill has touched so very many students at this point. A great number of people have been impacted by Apple Hill's work. What would you really hope that they would walk away from at the end of one of these musical experiences, either at Apple Hill or out in the world?
I think possibility, what's possible. I think there's a book out right now called Children of the Stone, and it's about one of our participants from the West Bank, Palestine, and when he first came to Apple Hill, and he saw what's possible for him to do because he was granted access to different people, to different kinds of music, to intensive teaching, and also it's really beautiful here, so the beautiful, peaceful nature that's here. And that book, talks about what his life is like in Palestine, but it mostly talks about what the germ of that possibility that was here at Apple Hill and how he just kept that in his mind. And he developed, he's amazing. He developed a whole music school in Ramallah. He's traveled all over the world. He's an accomplished violist now. And I think that kind of thing is really something that's really powerful when you see the students that have come to Apple Hill. We were in the Middle East on one of our Playing for Peace tours, and we went to many countries in the Middle East. And every country we went to, there was an Apple Hill alum that was either running the school, running the music department, started a music program, or was a teacher, and they're teaching the next generation of students from that area. And now those students are coming to Apple Hill. They're 12 and 13 years old. So that's something that's really rewarding and wonderful to see.
Lenny Machinsky, director of Apple Hill in New Hampshire, and Margaret Leoy, CEO of Chamber Music America. Thank you so much to you both, and congratulations once again.
Thank you. Thank you very much.